and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Shiri. Preston, cleaning up after Hurricane Helene. The death toll stands at 91, with more than 2 million homes and businesses still without power. And flooding is devastating communities, especially in North Carolina. ABC's Kenton Jawicki breaks it down on our daily podcast. Start here.
To put it into some perspective, it was the largest storm that we've seen in America since Irma in 2017. This was 420 miles wide of tropical storm force winds. 420 miles of that. And this storm had so much moisture with it.
And there's another tropical depression forming in the Atlantic right now. Hezbollah's deputy leader is vowing to continue fighting Israel and says the militant group is prepared for a long war following the assassination of Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah over the weekend. The first and only vice presidential debate to be held tomorrow night. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz both spending time today prepping for it. This is ABC News. The two astronauts who've been stuck on the International Space Station for months after their Boeing capsule couldn't take them home now have a ride back to Earth. The SpaceX capsule with empty seats for Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams arrived at the station over the weekend. A ghost beaten by a robot at the box office.
I am a wild robot.
The kid-friendly wild robot topping the weekend box office, raking in $35 million in ticket sales, the third best opening for an animated movie in September. But the durable Beetlejuice is still a fan favorite, spending its fourth weekend at or near the top with a $16 million weekend. Meanwhile, the sci-fi epic Megalopolis collapsed in its box office debut, collecting just $4 million at North American theaters this weekend. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Norway wants to build a wall. Officials there say they're considering putting up a fence along the entire 123-mile border with Russia. I'm Shiri Preston, ABC News.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A downsized Trump rally in southwest Wisconsin. The Republican nominee for president wanted to campaign outdoors Saturday at the Prairie du Chien Airport. But the rally got moved to an indoor performing arts center that seats 650. It's because several Secret Service agents were providing security at the United Nations General Assembly meetings in New York. The disgraced former chancellor of UW-La Crosse is fired again, this time from his teaching job. Jimmy Kuska has the latest on Joe Gao.
Gao was fired as chancellor in December after UW officials learned he was producing and appearing in online pornography. Earlier this year, a UW-La Crosse panel recommended removing Gao from his faculty position. The Board of Regents listened to 45 minutes of discussion before making the decision in closed session. I'm Jimmy Kuska.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers fall to 2-2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Kuska with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Minnesota led Green Bay 28-0 at the half, but the Packers were able to move the ball and put up points in the second half before falling short against the Vikings 31-29. Quarterback Jordan Love said they didn't do enough to win.
I think ball placement was a little all over the place today, kind of throughout the whole game, and I think it picked up later, but I think early on just missed a couple throws and was a little bit off and, you know, made it hard on some of the receivers on some of those plays.
Green Bay heads to L.A. to play the Rams on Sunday. The Milwaukee Brewers are off today as they await their postseason opponent. The Mets and Braves play a doubleheader today to determine postseason seeding. A sweep by either team means the Brewers get Arizona. A split means Milwaukee faces the Mets tomorrow. First pitch is just after 4:30 in Milwaukee tomorrow. And after dropping two games, the 2-2 Badgers host Purdue on Saturday with an 11 a.m. kickoff. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. Little breezy overnight, low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, very excited to have Lee McGowan, the politics girl, is going to join us as we break down the upcoming 2024 presidential election. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
We are not any wealthier than we were.
No, we are not. No, we are not.
We both lost at the casino.
Aren't.
I know.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Makes the games more fun, though.
It
does. You know, when you're not betting the mortgage on them or something.
Oh, no, it's just fun $10, money. $20, yeah. $30.
Makes it a lot more fun and more frustrating, but more fun, too, at times.
Although
I've got to the point now, though, if I'm betting on a game, I try to stay away from the first half and just watch the second half and take it from there. Because the first half, you get... You know, such a range of emotions of, you know, and it's just, okay, let's just break this down to one half. And I actually made a couple of bets that way this week.
You can bet the over-under for the first half.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, well then.
That's what I did. Away?
Then you didn't stay away. What do you mean?
No, but when I bet on a full game,
if it's not
a Packer game or something like that, I could not, it's a true story. I was going to bet, and I've told you this, Todd knows this. And by the way, thank you for changing since we're not both wearing bright red today.
Yes.
That's not so bad. The two red shirts would have been okay, but the ones that were salmon and rose,
that was a little red seems a little
I agree.
Okay,
so I would have bet on the
as soon as you walked in and said,
I would have bet on the Vikings.
It's like wardrobe change.
I would have bet on the Vikings.
You would have bet on the Vikings.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Vikings were getting 2.5.
Well, that's right.
I could not bring myself to somehow be cheering for the Minnesota Vikings. I could not bring myself to do that.
Yeah, but
I couldn't do it.
And then you sent me a text that said heart over head, and that's
head over
nice.
Heart. Head over heart.
I mean, head over heart.
Yeah. Bet with your head instead of your heart.
No, that's what you're telling me to do, which I do.
That's what I mean. But what I'm saying is, I would have been betting with my head if I bet on the
Vikings, but you couldn't do it. You bet with your heart, and you just stayed away.
Yes. So anyway, though, so when I was there Saturday morning, and I was going through their big sheet, I didn't realize they have some obscure games. Like, I can't believe.
Tons of them.
I mean, like schools I've never heard of. Okay. One was, Delaware, the Blue Hens of Delaware, where Joe Flacco played, against some school called Sacred Heart of someplace in Connecticut. And I just thought to myself, no disrespect, but if I was a real badass high school football player, I don't think Sacred Heart would be my first place I would go.
Yeah, or my biggest fear, right?
Yeah, or my biggest fear. So Delaware was favored by 46. Okay?
Wow.
I took it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
49-0, final score.
Wow.
So there you go. So I got a win. I got one win. That I bet on Vegas just to lead at halftime over the Cleveland Browns, who are terrible, just to lead by a half a point. It was 0.5. All they had to do was lead by 1 point at halftime at home against one of the worst teams in the league. 10-10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, That hurts. You know what? I said this 2 weeks ago, and yet I went against my own.
Oh, well, no. One more. Okay. One more. Yeah. Kansas City and the Chargers.
Ooh, that was good.
20 points for first half. You got to assume it's going to be 14-7, right?
Yeah, it was 10. That was 10-10, right?
17-10.
Oh, 17-10. Okay, that was a good game.
Yeah. I mean, 10-7. 10-7. So 17
all right, 10
points.
To 7, yeah.
So I lost again. So I didn't have a good weekend.
No.
Thank God for the Grand Haven Flying Squirrels or whoever they are for losing. Well, Sacred Heart. They're in like Grand Haven. I've never even heard of the town where they're from.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you
that's
go.
That's weird they have odds.
So that's the only one that won.
Those obscures. But people must bet on them or they would
have
the
I guess.
Board, so.
But that's cool out there. I think that sports book out at Oneida
is
cool.
Oh, that's fun. And I said
people are super nice.
Oh, they're great. The food's good. Everything about it. Bar's good. So I said I would never bet the under. Remember 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Because you lose interest once they go
right.
over.
So it's done.
But I did. I bet the under.
On the Packers?
I did.
Yeah, and, that's what I thought. First quarter, I thought, uh-oh.
Well, it was great because nobody scored in the third quarter. I thought,
yeah.
Well, let's do this one more time,
yeah.
You guys. But then they scored, and I just lost interest. So I'm going to bet the over from here on out.
All right.
I'm never betting the under again.
All right.
Of course, I said that last time, and I went and bet the under.
What we say here versus what we do out there are two different things.
Boy,
you had a good weekend, though, going around.
It was great. So we had so many great guests last
week. You know
what?
I ruined my weekend by watching too much football.
Yeah,
I really did. It's like,
I can't
it's
watch.
So nice. What am I doing sitting here?
It's, 76 all
day?
Yeah. Now I was out. And we had great guests last week. You know, we had Daryl Burnett on from the Car Museum.
Mm-hmm. Auto Gallery.
And they had their Oktoberfest. And so we went to that. That was unbelievable. I'll bet you, I don't know, there must have been 200 cars there. If it would have rained, I don't know what he would have done. They're all up Washington Street, all in his parking lot, all over. Just Porsches, Mercedes, you know, BMWs. And then the food was great. German food, German beer, German music. Saw a ton of people that asked about, well, they didn't really ask you by name. They said, hey, where's your sidekick?
Huh?
And I just pointed to Donna. I'm like, right here. She's right here. So
maybe they meant Chad.
Anyway, that was fun. And then I went out to Joe Cerruggi, 125 years. That's incredible.
That's awesome.
So we were out there for his little party, too.
I like that history of them coming over from...
Oh, man. Lebanon?
Lebanon. And wow. Interesting.
You know, I had breakfast with a friend of ours. I'm in that, prayer group breakfast once a month,
yeah.
Jay Zoller.
Yeah.
And he put an event on at the Cup of Joy that was really, really interesting. I hope he does that again. I want to get him on here. And it was just about the history. We went back to, Thomas Jefferson and then incorporated it with music and prayer. It was just a great, great event. And,
wow.
A ton of people there. I got to tell you who I saw there.
All right.
But anyway, it was fun. It was a great weekend. I mean, there's just a lot to do here.
Like I said, in retrospect, I'm kicking myself in the butt for sitting on my couch and watching football for 12 hours 2 days in a row.
Yeah, so I go to Church of the Cathedral, right? Right down the block from you.
Did you tell them they need the paint and the trim?
I haven't seen you there. But anyway, I was, and you could tell the tourists who are there, right? Because they're like taking pictures after and stuff.
This is where Vince Lombardi went to
church.
Right.
Well, I told them it wasn't because they asked me that. And I was like, I actually went over to St. Willet Broad. There's a sign in front. Oh, that's where we're going to go. But
they were the same. I thought
I thought you were in the altar boy Hall of Fame.
I thought St. Willet Broad was the cathedral.
No.
Are they right next to each other?
Well, three blocks.
Like a block away from each other?
Yeah.
It's two big churches that close together.
Yeah, one's the one by the Norbertines, one's by the diocese.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Anyway, but I was talking to them after. They come up for one game a year, eight people from Dallas. They paid $600 a ticket to go to the Packer game.
Wow. I believe it.
Wow.
That's a lot.
I wish I was the one selling that ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they'll do it.
And they just
Texas
they,
people, when they come up,
they love Green Bay.
Didn't you meet a guy that was a multimillionaire or something from Dallas last year?
I met a few of them, but
that's what I mean. The high rollers from Dallas, they come up here.
Well, this guy was, I think the guy I was talking about was from, made a ton of money. Harlan Kirshner made a ton of money in business, sold his business, and put his bucket list together, and one of them was a Packer game.
Yeah,
I don't care what it cost. You know what
that's
I mean?
That's
what
I mean.
Went to it, and the other one was on his name was a Notre Dame game. Yeah, but he just worked. That guy was just a total workaholic, and he's like, "Look, I gotta,
Well, I'm sure that's what's on my bucket list, you know. If I ever retire, go to college football games every week.
Yeah.
Travel around the country.
My brother, I think, did all the baseball stadiums. Yeah.
That's a cool trip. Yeah.
And some of them are pretty close together.
Bus trips you can take east. They go to, like, Pittsburgh.
Right.
All Cleveland.
Those are pretty close to each other, but yeah. He did that one.
Yeah, he loved it. I got a good buddy that did that. He just thought it was great.
Yeah. But anyway, it was, I think the fans, I was here when I called you. There were a lot of Viking fans walking around down here.
Were there?
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah.
So, although I'm with you, I don't love them.
No.
I mean, like when the Lions fans are here, we went out of the office and, hey, how you guys doing?
Well, most of them are from UP and everything.
Right, right. Yeah. But these Viking fans just walked by. I just waved.
Yeah, I agree.
So, anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
But it was fun. Great weekend.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. All right.
Well, then apple picking, too. I wanted to say that.
Almost didn't say anything about the apple.
Those are good looking. Todd, I got to admit, those are good looking apples.
They are.
And you taste them. They're great.
Those are healthy looking apples.
Yeah.
Those look like you're going to salivate as soon as you take that first bite.
So I took some people from the shelter. You know, we went out there and did some apple picking and they give you the bags.
And I said, haven't they suffered enough? Go ahead.
With me. So we picked these apples.
Go apple picking.
But it's, do you know how much apples cost?
No, I don't.
Take a guess.
And they were
on sale.
A bag?
No, a pound. They were on sale.
How much is it? I have no idea. Okay, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to guess. $6 a bag.
Okay, well, how many pounds are in the bag?
4.
So that would be, well, that's a little high. 250, right? That'd be 250 a pound. They're $2 a pound.
Okay.
And the guys, they're on sale.
Okay.
But when you go and you pick apples, apples are heavy.
Two apples could be a pound almost.
Well,
good thing.
So we go and we weigh them and, you know, put the bags in there. And the guy's like, okay, that's 62 pounds.
And $2 a pound?
Right. So it's, you know, $124. And they don't take plastic, which I thought was really weird. And thank God I had some cash on me. But, yeah.
Wait, back up.
Back up twice, because I want to know who carries $120 in your wallet.
Oh, who says I'm going to go spend $120 on apples that I have to pick myself?
It's going to stop at the casino on the way. That's not the point. I don't want to make that. I don't want that to be the story.
That's the point I got.
The story is when a lot of people go apple picking and then you put them all together, it weighs more than you think. It's not like just you and I went, you know, and I was just surprised by that. But, you know, they're with the shelter. We're going to make apple tort tomorrow. We have a class. It'll be fun. But they are great apples. I mean, they really, really taste good. They're nice and sweet. So anyway.
I'm just going to peel them all. You guys got that peeler, don't you? You got something, don't you?
No, I just do that quart. No, that thing that you push down and it all splits.
And you leave the skin on?
Yeah.
You do?
You do when you cook?
Yeah. Well, I don't cook them. I just eat them. I eat them raw.
No, but for your torts.
I don't know. They're making do that at the shelter. I'm not doing that. That's too much sugar anyway.
Somebody else is going to explain.
I don't told you. I don't know how to bake. I don't. I just. But it was great. I mean, the place that's out in, like, Appleton. So it was
fun. Cool. I mean, you did a lot more than I did. I'm kicking myself.
This weather, we'll talk to Brittany, but this weather's kind of over.
Oh, is it?
Hey, it's going to get a cold front like on Wednesday. So.
Chris Christopherson.
I know. Isn't that sad?
Yeah. I didn't know he was that old, though.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. Great voice. All right. Monday morning, we got a lot going on,
it's
folks. Just
today.
Sit back and enjoy, because we got a lot of great guests coming up. Back after this.
To New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. Was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Guess what? The kids are coming up for Thanksgiving.
Oh, that's great news! Speaking of Thanksgiving, our neighbors said all their kids were coming up too. They were worried about the high cost of groceries, though.
Are you going to roast the turkey this year, or should I?
And they blamed it on inflation. It seems everyone is blaming everything on inflation.
Oh, they shouldn't blame inflation. The Fed is cutting interest rates, for crying out loud. Next year, when I'm in Congress, I'll ask the grocery industry why they are using their market power to make record profits while selling us less food. You know, ask them why they are price gouging us.
Good idea. Now, this Thanksgiving, I'll roast the turkey and you get ready to roast the price gougers.
I'm John Zarbano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by John Zarbano for Congress.
The bakers of Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads are proud to support local education with Loaves for Learning, the program that makes it easy to earn money for your school. Enjoy Country Hearth and Village Hearth all-natural breads, buns, bagels, and more, then save the UPC from the package for your school to collect and redeem. Each is worth 5 cents and can be used for books, computers, sports, music, whatever your school needs, up to $10,000 a year. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. Country Hearth and Village Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Good enough for me and Bobby McGee.
Saw him at Oneida Casino about 10 years ago.
No.
Him and Willie Nelson.
Wow.
But the poor guy, his throat was in such bad condition, he could barely... just kind of talked his way through it. But he still came out. He still did his thing. It was still great to see him.
But what a songwriter.
He made a little money. Yeah, that's where he made some
money. Unbelievable.
The Highwaymen, the only one left now is Willie Nelson. Because it was Waylon Jennings,
right.
Chris Christopherson, Johnny Cash.
You're right. Wow. What do they harmonize, huh? I mean, I don't know much about music and harmony, but man, do they harmonize.
Those guys are
if you were going into battle, I would choose those four guys to back me up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Love everything about all those guys. No, he was the best. Another thing, though, about this weekend. We didn't talk about it on here. What happened to the flyover?
You know, I like
Does
to see the flyover.
Does anybody know? Can somebody tell us?
But
they
I tell you
practiced?
What
they wrote a big story on it?
Yeah, they practiced on Saturday because I can hear that where I live.
I mean, as all said, first time ever, I was going to stand out here and watch the flyover.
It's pretty cool. People do look forward
the bridge?
To it. Well, on the bridge a little bit, but on Fox River Trail, you can really get a good view of the stadium if you get down on Alloway Avenue and the Fox River Trail. There's people that congregate there. I don't know what happened, but they did practice because I could hear that.
Yeah, but I guess they shut down all National Guard Air Forces for like the day or something.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I don't know, but I bet a lot of people are like, what? So today is, let's see, Hot Mulled Cider Day. A little hot cider is good.
Yeah, not today, but...
He said later this week. Podcast day. Still got to do a podcast. Todd, why haven't you...
put
together my podcast yet? Been talking about that for a long time. You failed me, Todd.
There are... That's a big thing. Getting the word out. I just want to tell you this. I don't know. Last week or something, I was at a stop sign and a guy... I was waving. I rolled the window down.
Did he ask if you had any Grey Poupon?
No. But he said, "When are you going to do a podcast?" And really, at a red light, we're going to talk. I didn't know what he was looking for. I'm like, "Well, Christ, we're on the radio."
But you
every
kind
day.
Of do.
No, it's
don't I you with your Leaning Local?
Well, I mean, that's on Sunday, and a lot of people
can then.
But that's not a podcast, is it?
Well, it is a podcast, sure.
Oh,
because they can listen anytime.
I don't think a lot of people listen to podcasts live compared to once they're. Put up or whatever.
A live podcast would be radio.
Well, you know, but I don't think a lot of people say, it's 2:00 on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm going to listen to Joe Blow's
Right. They
podcast.
Download it when it's convenient for them.
Maybe
that's
Joe
true.
Rogan. I mean, does he have the most, Todd?
I would say he's probably one of the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Extra virgin olive oil day. Okay. I just Love read it. This. I've been up since about 2:00 this morning. One of those things took a late nap, then woke up and just, I've been up all night. But anyway, I was just reading a thing on the internet. A shot of olive oil every morning is really good for you. Just a shot glass full of olive oil.
Yeah.
I'm going to start doing that.
I use it a lot for cooking.
I'm going to start doing it. text. They used to have practices for the flyover, and they would go over our Pop Warner games, and the timing worked out for the coin toss.
Oh, that's cool.
That was really cool. But I haven't heard a good reason why it was canceled yesterday. And if anybody knows, let us know.
What makes you think they were all canceled?
That's what I read. I saw some kind of a note that, like, around the country or something, they were shut down. So I don't know if they had a problem with a plane, and then it's like, hey, everybody check this out. I will say this. The Air Force does that a lot. If there's a problem with one thing, they make sure all those helicopters or whatever are looked at.
See, I would... Oh, you mean from a safety standpoint of the equipment?
Yes.
See, I would get people more rattled up, and I would say, look, we got moved to a high alert, so we needed these guys.
Okay. Yeah, that would get people riled up. Wow.
But that, you know, we're in the...
Wow. Okay.
Looking for ratings.
That would do it. It's chewing gum day. Just me, or does chewing gum not have the long-lasting flavor it used to have?
Trident cinnamon does.
It still does? Because it seems to me a few chews into it, it loses its flavor.
Yeah.
I used to chew Big Red all the time.
Oh, yeah.
See, hey,
remember that?
Yeah. That cinnamon stuff, though, that lasts, I think.
Big Red doesn't. I used to get cinnamon flavor toothpicks. Do you ever have those?
I think so.
Those were good. Do they still make those?
Mint, but I don't know about cinnamon. Right. I don't think they lasted.
But you know, my favorite type of gum all time was Blackjack.
Oh, yeah.
Blackjack gum. You talk about a little thing that reminds you of being a little kid and your dad coming home from bowling.
Nothing more than the Bazooka, though.
Wait, that doesn't have any flavor either.
Yeah, that doesn't.
I'm serious.
It's the bubbles. That's why.
Did they start less sugar?
Probably. Right. I don't know. That's a good question. But Bazooka was, everybody had that, right?
Oh, comics. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just save them and then send in for stuff?
I think I might have. Yeah, I probably did.
I don't think I ever saved up enough. You'd always try. The one thing I did save up, though, were the Mallow Cup things. Remember the old Mallow Cups?
And I don't think I do.
Don't you? They'd have the little card. You would have like a coin, picture of a coin on it.
Mallow Cup, what does it mean?
I wasn't crazy about it, but I wanted to collect the cards. It was a marshmallow and chocolate. It was like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, but melted. I don't think they make them anymore.
I think they do.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
What was the one, the peanut butter cup? They had
Reese's. Those are awesome.
But they had dollar amounts in their points.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did.
No, they didn't. Okay. I'll bet you they didn't.
I'll bet you
it was Mallow Cups and smoothies were the two that had the things.
The cards on the bottom?
Yes. I know this because I worked at my brother's gas station. Whenever people would throw them away, I'd always dig them out of the garbage.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
So
I don't argue.
Happy birthday to Fran Drescher, 67. She was the nanny. Kieran Culkin.
So he is Macaulay Culkin's younger brother.
Okay.
42.
Okay. What was he in?
He was actually in the first Home Alone. He was a little, at the very beginning, he was like one of the cousins.
Oh, no
or
kidding.
Like
okay.
That. Yeah. But
okay.
He did a couple of things, but nothing huge.
Barry Williams is 70. He was,
Greg Brady.
Okay.
Wow. 70 years old, guys.
You guys, I don't know.
That hurts. That one hurts.
This, yeah.
That one hurts. How's Marie McCormick? No, not Marie McCormick. You know who I mean. Marsha.
Marsha's Maureen McCormick.
Maureen McCormick,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's she looking these days? She's 67, too, I believe.
Wow.
Or 66 or 67.
She is 68.
68. Wow.
I know.
You know what's bizarre, though, when you watch that show? And I'm not some creepy old guy who still watches that show.
No, not
at you. All.
Not at 2 in the morning.
No.
It's amazing, though, because even I brought back one of my old high school yearbooks. It's amazing how short.
She looks good.
She looks great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's amazing how short girls' skirts used to be in the early 70s in school.
But the nuns wouldn't let them wear it.
Well, not Catholic, but in the high school.
Oh, yeah.
Public school.
Yeah.
Look at your old yearbooks from that era. Well, you wouldn't have it at Roncalli, but it's amazing how short the skirts were back then. Oh, my God. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Sad.
I don't even want to talk. I don't want to interrupt these guys.
Yeah.
We're going to set a quick break. Find the mayor. Back after this.
And up a cloudy draw.
Their brands are still on fire and their hooves are made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot breath he could feel. A bolt of fear went through him.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Monday morning. Alternative feed ration ingredients could be a necessity for dairy producers if their forage quality is poor. We'll talk to a dairy nutritionist next.
Fire up the grills, gather around the table, and build a bigger appetite for pork. Celebrate National Pork Month by making pork the MVP of your tailgate. Every bite of pork you and your family enjoys comes from farmers who take pride in raising a wholesome, high-quality product. Learn more about how farmers are committed to raising animals the right way by visiting WPPA.org. While you're there, check out recipes and where you can source local pork. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Drew Johnson is an independent dairy nutritionist with K&S Dairy Consulting. He says he's concerned about forage quality this year and recommends some alternative commodities to mix into the ration so that you can maintain your milk production goals.
Kind of my go-to dry commodity is corn gluten feed, especially if we're dealing with some poorer quality haylage. We don't get a lot of wet commodities in my area. I mean, the closest thing that we would have is the type of cranberry waste, but we don't get the sweet corn silage like some areas do. If you do, that could be a good alternative. But our beet pulp is another one, or wet beet pulp is really good if you're in Minnesota. So for us, it's something that's more digestible, like corn gluten, perhaps some soy hulls if it works into the ration. And corn is cheap, so I think when you get into a ration where the fiber digestibility is a little suspect, but you get really good cud chewing, you can kind of push the starch a little bit.
Drew Johnson along with us from K&S Dairy Consulting, serving the western half of Wisconsin. Stay tuned for a look at your morning commodity markets.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Commodity prices are kicking off the week in the red. December corn trading down 2.25 cents at 4.15¾. November soybeans down 11.5 cents at 10.54¼. Cash wheat is down 2¾ cents at 5.77¼. July 2025 new crop wheat is also down 2¾ cents, trading at 6.13½. From Chicago, the fluid milk prices are also trading lower. The October Class 3 milk price is down 6 cents at 23.06 a hundredweight. The November contract is down 18 cents at 22.31. That's a look at your commodity prices on a Monday morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get into the low 80s for a high this afternoon. So one more warm day. We have a cold front that's going to come through tonight. A little breezy overnight. Low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high tomorrow only in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for... Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back in a good-looking Monday morning here. It is 55 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 60 in Oshkosh. We got our lady in the know, Brittany Merlot. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. Thank you for this unbelievable weather. We had a high school football game Friday night. I could have stayed out there all night. It was beyond perfect. But please tell me it's not going to make a big nosedive.
You know, we got two cold fronts coming through this week. So, yes, we are going to take a dive down.
Yeah.
But if you want the fall colors to be popping, that's what we need to do. We need the cooler weather. So, you know, I did travel north this weekend. I went up to the UP. I was thinking about you.
Where did you go?
The colors there are pretty good. I just went up to Lake Superior, did some waterfall chasing as well. Had to head up the beach because it's summer weather, basically.
Which part of Lake Superior?
I'm Ontonagon. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
I went over there. Never seen that place before.
Oh, that's cool. That's very cool.
Between, I think, Iron River and Iron Mountain, the colors are amazing.
They are
fire red trees, the oranges, the yellows, all of them are there.
Really?
That was the spot. Yes.
Okay. Awesome.
Now, Brittany, I was reading, this has a little bit to do in your department, this whole harvest moon that's coming. Are you on top of all that?
The harvest moon. Isn't that one? Did we pass that one up? Or are you talking about the mini moon?
Yeah, mini moon.
Second moon.
That's what I saw.
No. The harvest moon.
No, I think we had that about a week ago.
I think so.
We're at one of the football games, and we got a shot of it. It was gorgeous, big and orange and everything.
No,
I read something about mini moons. Right, Brittany?
Mm-mm.
Yep, we just picked up a second moon. We just did it. I think it was yesterday, Sunday. I don't know the exact time, but we picked it up. We'll have it for about 56 days. It's going to be part kind of getting sucked into our orbit. And what it is actually an asteroid. It's a space rock from, you know, a whole different area, but the sun, it's the gravitational kind of ejects it. And so it gets pushed out of its own rotation and moves into ours temporarily before it gets slingshotted back out and not with us anymore.
Wow.
But we won't be able to see it. I was looking out there this evening. I know you can't see it, but I still wanted to check just in case.
Yeah.
Wow.
No. I looked it up and it says that the latest harvest moon was the 17th of September. And the next one isn't until next year on October 6th.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Next year, like not next
2025.
I thought the harvest moon, that was the brightest moon that helped the hunters, you know, hunt at night.
Hunter and gather or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Before the winter season. I thought it was in October, the harvest moon.
Brittany,
not this year. You're really, yeah. So it can be. It can be in September or October, but it's the full moon right around the harvest season. And yes, they always call it the harvest moon because of that. They're out there late harvesting the fields. They use the moonlight for that.
Right.
But what it really is just the full moon in that month.
Hey, when you go to Lake Superior, do you rock hunt at all?
Oh, yes.
I
came home with some rocks, of
course. Did you find any Petoskey stones?
Ooh, no. I was looking for the Uper rocks.
Oh, yeah. They're hard to find, though, aren't they? In the daylight?
They are.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But can you walk around?
Got to be out there with the black light at
night.
That's
what I was wondering. You can walk around with the black light and they'll spot. You can spot them, right?
Exactly. Just have a bonfire going on the beach. Take a little walk. It's
beautiful.
So much fun. So relaxing.
Hey, I know you're fascinated by terrible weather. I mean, that's why you're in weather.
Well, not.
But no, but no, weather, I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, it's, yeah. But I saw some video from Tennessee and I've never seen an entire town like erased underwater, like there's a couple of those in Tennessee. It's mind-boggling, isn't it, Brittany?
It absolutely is. I mean, that storm was the punch it packed between the surge, the record storm surge on the Gulf Coast, to the rainfall, to everything that's going on with it. It's scary. I've got a lot of friends down there, and they're just saying it's like Katrina all over again. And the
people are missing. They can't get a hold of people.
Yeah.
Houses were underwater, were being swept away. It was unbelievable.
The breath of that storm was unbelievable, right? Everybody's like, well, it's going to be in Florida. But, man, that was Atlanta, Nashville.
Nashville
got 7 inches of rain.
Or where was it? Wherever it was going to hit. Okay, you know, you kind of go up.
Pensacola, that neck of the
woods. I mean, Tennessee seems along. And North Carolina got it horrible. And
right.
I thought it was just going to be same thing with you around Florida. But it just kept moving, huh? I mean, it seemed like it kept getting legs of its own.
It really did. And it kind of stalled out there into the Gulf states, too. I was looking. There's 24 inches of rain to nearly 30 inches of rainfall in portions of North Carolina that they got.
30
inches. I can't even fathom
that. Rain.
Real.
So over 2 feet, when you think of snow, oh my goodness.
Unbelievable.
You know, you try to think about that here.
Right, now, isn't like 1 inch of rain, 10 inches of snow? Can you imagine that?
No, I believe it, yeah. Wow. What can you do about things like, I mean, and why, I mean, do people just, because I mean, you guys do such a great job getting the word out there, Brittany, of, you know, no screwing around, folks, get out of here, get to Highlander. Yeah. Why do some people still not go?
And then the money we spend to rescue them. But you have to, right? I mean, that's what
yeah,
we do.
Yeah, but wow. I mean, and maybe some aren't able to, but or whatever.
No,
but
they
you, are. I mean, but you see some people on the news, it's like, nah, we're going to ride it out. Right. We've been through this before. Yep. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, crazy. 95 dead. 95
and
dead.
And probably 100 still missing.
Over yeah. five. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Think
yeah.
about if we didn't have the warning systems we have today. I mean, that's when you lost, you know, the biggest, you know, hurricanes, floods were years ago, and there wasn't the storms weren't any worse. It's just that they didn't have the notice to get out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but still.
That's how Dan Rather made his name, you know.
I thought it was a Vietnam thing.
No, he was working in Galveston, Texas, and on radio, I believe it was. And he did such a great job of warning people and everything. He was the only one down there during the that they say he saved lots of lives.
Yeah, I believe that.
Amazing.
Because he was like one of the first, you know, people to get up. They say, hey, get out of
right.
Dodge.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was, you know, in some of those rescues on top of oh, hospital yeah. stuff. There's some pretty cool stories came out of that.
But, I will say this, though. I think I would take my, if I was on top of a building, okay, mm-hmm. I would take my chances of just staying there before I would hang on to one of those hooks or cables drop down from a helicopter or they fly away.
Really? You'd be like, no, thanks. I'll stay here.
I would not. Yes, I would stay there and take my chances. I think that would be the scariest thing in the world is being hooked up to one of those things.
They're pretty secure, those harnesses.
But still.
I'd put my dog in there first and say, okay.
Yeah, you would.
Tug the thing. Okay, go, go, go. And I'd wait it out.
Oh, man, that would be the worst. I'm sorry. But how would you be with that, Brittany? You'd be okay.
Oh, I would be nervous, but I'd be like, get me out of here.
All right.
Let's go.
Okay,
get this thing going.
We got a thing here. Somebody recapping our show so far. Let's recap the show so far. Jim was bringing cash to hit up the casino after bringing out the homeless to pick apples, and John is ogling Marsha Brady.
Okay, we get up on that.
All right. All right.
Stand it off on the wrong foot. We'll bring it
pretty
around.
Close,
we'll
pretty
bring
close.
It around.
Hey, Brittany.
We're honest with our listeners, though.
So be honest with us. For the UP, when do you think it's going to peak?
Oh, gosh. I honestly think that little stretch I was talking about, I want to say this week, by this weekend for sure. Especially with cooler temperatures that we have moving in. I mean, highs by tomorrow are going to be in the mid-60s up there.
Okay.
So we're going to be hitting some near-freezing temperatures in the overnights, and then those cooler, sunny all week, too, which is perfect to get those colors fired up. So honestly, I think the UP is probably going to be either this week, if not the next week.
How does the weekend look? Look all right?
You know, looks a little cool again.
All right, that's
we do
right.
have
that's
another right. cool shot pushing in on Thursday, so back into those 60s.
I'll tell you what, we were lucky, though. I mean, I was watching the Michigan football game, and what did they get a favorable call at the end to win that one? Oh, my God. I mean, even the ref official, you know, the main guys they have, they're all the bad call. Bad call.
Wow.
Yeah. Minnesota was down by 3, went for the onside kick with like a minute to go.
Yeah.
Recovered it deep in Michigan territory. And the ref had thrown a flag that the guy was offside. He went ahead. And then they slowed it down.
And he wasn't. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. Got a text here. I'm listening from Florida. One of the sheriffs down here told people to write their name and information on their bodies so that they could be notified after the surge comes through. Wow.
I saw that. They're like permanent markers so you can be found.
If that isn't incentive to
how
get out of town.
Yeah.
Then, wow.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, what's it like in Florida? Let us know.
Wow.
But what I was going to say is Michigan, their football game was terrible, really raining and cold and windy. And we were beautiful here and in the UP.
You know, Brittany, this weather, and we've talked about this really over the last year, the heat, the storms, the fires and everything. And Wisconsin, you know, when we were younger, always had this bad rap of the frozen tundra and, you know, the ice bowl. And I just think we need to start marketing our weather to get people to move here. It is just, we are so, I don't know if we're lucky. But it's just, it's great. Our weather's great. We had a mild winter. We don't get that much snow anymore. We don't get days over 100 or 90 degrees. We hardly get any of those. And, I mean, wouldn't you say when you look at the United States, and I know you really do Wisconsin, but don't you think we're pretty fortunate here?
Oh, 100%. That's why I'm living here. I don't know how the people can deal with the hurricanes and choose. I get the beach life, but I mean, we have the Great Lakes. We've got a beach life, right? We don't have big hurricanes. We don't have that stuff. And you got the rising seas, too, from the warming right. temperatures. And that's why the surge is kind of hitting so much harder as well. And then you look at the Midwest and the Tornado Alley, and just the frequency of these outbreaks are increasing and increasing. And a lot of these places don't even have basements where this is happening. So that kind of blows my mind. Makes me wonder why? Move up to the Great Lakes area, right? But then do we want everyone here? Well, so no. That's kind of that give and take, yeah, no, we're right?
Good. We're good.
Boy, I don't, it's so, and some of these places, it's so hot, like Nashville, and then the wind and storms they get there. It's like, you know, they've got some great companies down there. We'd have to recruit the companies, and then, of course,
my brother would follow. My brother Tucson said you can't use the pool. It's just too hot on it. It's like the water's too warm.
Wow.
Yeah, over 100 degrees bath every water. Day for... 100 and some days.
So, yeah, I don't get it. Why wouldn't you want to live here for the weather? And we need to do a better job of recruiting some jobs. But man, oh man, I just think this is a great place to live. And you know, it's always everybody. A lot of people would like to live where it's fall all year, but that's impossible because that's a season of change. But boy, I don't know, man. I look around. I think this is great. I'll take this over really pretty much anywhere. And there's enough to do here
Maine?
Too. Well, I was just gonna say, you look at Maine's great. But what are you going to do in Maine? Here we got a lot of... I mean, you can go to... What, are you going to drive to Boston? This we got everything like here. I just think... I'm just talking about... We always talk about, you know, low crime and affordable housing and pretty good amenities, but nobody talks about how great our weather is, and I think we should start leveraging that a little bit more. I think that should be... Where to live, you know, best place to live in the United States, I think that should be a category now is the weather.
Brittany, he's giving you a new job.
I agree.
I mean,
thank you.
You're our weather ambassador.
I'll take it on. But, yes.
And we have
I can
to
do that.
We don't have to recruit people. We got to recruit companies, and then they'll bring the people with them. So
why do you want more people here? I'm fine just the way it is.
I know what it is.
What?
Economics. Okay,
somehow you'll make a buck out of it.
Yep.
He'll make a buck out of it. Not even
I think
a question.
It's a good tax base. And anyway, I think we should talk more about how great our weather is here. So, and I think it is great. So, and of course, you weather people.
Quick poll, folks. Quick poll today. Would you like more people moving here? Yes or no?
Would
yes
you like to go from
no.
six? You talk about the state, 6 million to. Let's pick up a couple million people.
I don't care about the state. I just don't know why in Northeast Wisconsin.
Oh,
I think we're fine here.
We have got 2,000 people living per square mile. Okay? Boston, it's like 13,000. You know, we have a lot of infrastructure. We've got a lot of room for growth. We have a water system here. We've got a highway system. We've got infrastructure. We could support double the people we have here.
I think it's
going to happen soon.
William says there's
I think
less
people are
going to
start to
Maine.
Reel.
Right. Okay. So we just got texting. There's less snow here than Maine. And Buffalo, everybody knows they have way too much snow there.
Yeah. That lake effect.
Did they lose last night?
We're on the wrong side.
Yeah. They got slaughtered. Oh. Did you bet on them?
I didn't.
Brittany.
See, we got the Packers. Well, then.
Brittany, we got a word of advice for you.
Don't
ever go to a sports book at a casino.
With us.
So right now, the
just
poll,
bet opposite.
The poll, guys, for more people in Northeast Wisconsin, 100% saying no to 0% saying yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my pollsters.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Come on, you capitalists. Call in.
No, you're the only capitalist.
You're the only one. You're the only one that wants more people to move here so that
I think we got that.
We get more of a tax base.
School systems. I think we got it. This is a great place. I think we should do a really strong effort. If I was the governor or if I was the mayor or if I was county executive, I would be down in Nashville. I'd be down in Atlanta saying, look, Coca-Cola, come here. Warby Parker, AT&T, just come here.
Yeah, I think Coca-Cola would leave their birthplace of Atlanta. Pretty sure that's
CNN.
Gonna happen.
Okay,
I think the
CNN.
Last time they tried to do something big like change the taste of Coke, it didn't go very well. So
yeah, so
I don't
moving
think...
their headquarters, the headquarters they've had for 150 years, I think they would do that.
Because of the weather.
Hey, guys, we're all moving
got
up
cold
to,
flavor.
They got flooded
up to Green
down
Bay.
There. They'd be a lot. Their employees would love it.
All right. Brittany Merlot, always a pleasure having you on.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back in a lot more. Here we stand. Hopes of our hearts broken in two.
Sleepless nights. Losing ground.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that. Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little TLC is about to go a long way for a boardwalk bridging Kaukauna to the Fox River. The Nelson Family Fund giving the city a $240,000 grant. It will be used to replace more than 2,700 feet of the 1,000 Islands Environmental Center boardwalk. And there's a lot of work planned.
The replacement of the boardwalk itself, it's aging, we have sagging spots. But what that will do is it's going to shore it up. It's going to raise the entire boardwalk up off the ground level.
That's the center naturalist Brad Garrity. They call the area a beautiful destination, and with these upgrades, it will also be safer and more accessible to all by early next year. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
GBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor. How are we doing on our poll, Todd? Quick update. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a quick update right now on our poll. Do you want more people to move to Northeast Wisconsin? Yes or no?
And no, you can't reward it.
Oh, no. This is what's on the ballot.
Would you like a larger tax base?
No, that wasn't the question.
Well, that's why, though. You have to say why.
No.
How are we doing, Todd?
Nope. 100% zero.
Okay, 100% zero. Have we ever had a complete shutout before?
Not so far.
Might be a first. First time ever. When we come back, we're going to be talking a little bit of Dancing with the Stars.
With our stars.
Dancing with our stars.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars is taken.
Okay.
So it's our local talent that dances.
I honestly never realized that that's the name. I always thought it was just Dancing with the Stars, local version.
But the okay, I hear what you're saying. No, it's our stars, and I'm surprised you haven't done that.
I have
because
not.
Did your friend
Murphy did it?
Murphy did it. They've had, of course, many people from other communities. So it's those are our stars, and they dance.
Yeah,
and they're good, and they raise a lot of money for. Is this the Red Cross thing? I should know that.
We'll find that out. Sorry, we've got David Jones coming up. He's an author. He's a military veteran.
Yeah.
And writes some amazing books. He's going to be coming on. We got Tom Miazga. Tom's going to be on the phone, but Tom is the most fit seated man pretty much in the world.
Yep.
And he just won his 8th straight world title at CrossFit, which is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. And then we got Laura McLaughlin and Karen Iverson, Ebb and Flow Community Living Room coming on. So we got a whole lineup of great guests coming here.
David Jones, I feel bad I haven't read that. Is that fiction?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
That book that Dennis gave me, I started reading that Gatekeeper.
Yeah.
All about the different, offices for Obama, for Reagan. And it is so true. It's just great to get those inside stories on that. Anyway, that's nonfiction, obviously.
Oh, cool.
That was a good book that I just got. And, I'm going to talk to this David Jones about something. Do you read fiction? You're not a big fiction reader, are you?
Not so much.
Yeah.
Not as much.
Todd,
I'll tell you who I really enjoy, and it's an easy read. John Grisham.
Yeah.
I think I've read every one of John Grisham's books. Mm-hmm. The books I've really gotten into, I think I've read them all, is, and I'm not saying anything about supporter of his or not a supporter. But Bill O'Reilly, his books, like Killing Reagan, Killing Lincoln, so well-researched. Incredibly well I don't know if it's him or the other guy, the co-author, but I love history. And they uncover things like, I think one was Killing Custer, and that was incredible. And those are interesting. We also got a text here. I think a few more people should move out instead of people moving in. All right. That might be our text of the day so far.
I think if we grow too much, we lose what we have.
Absolutely.
Which is we have what we need.
Absolutely.
But we, you know, a couple of minutes and you're out at picking apples.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You lose some of that when
that when we're driving out there. There is a lot of land, though. A lot. I mean, and you're right, Todd. It's 20 minutes. You go through Freedom, take S, and you go through Freedom. Anyway, it is. It's like 20. There's nothing out there.
Yeah.
It's just spotted with house here and there. And I'm like, man, there's a lot of room for development.
What's wrong with just letting it just be itself and having the room and enjoying that instead of, you know, duplexes and complexes and more people.
There's a way you could do that. It's called conservation by design. And you design a neighborhood where it's got trails and it's just and it's good for the land. It's good for, you know, water drainage, and it's makes for great neighborhoods. Everybody, okay, whatever. I'm not going to win this one.
Well, it's just that. I mean, I think we've got such a fantastic. I think we're a perfect size. I think there's not much we're lacking here, you know, as far as like great hospitals and great whatever, you know what I mean? So there's not much lacking. It's not like we're living in Rhineland and you got to go wherever for the, we got all that stuff here. And I think it's just fine, just the way it is. I really do.
It's the porridge is just right.
I do. I think it's
a little,
got this. Agriculture is not nothing, Jim.
No, it's not. It's a huge part of our economy.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. I didn't mean to say
well, you're talking about, you know, there's nothing out there, but what's out there is agricultural areas. This is farm country, Jim. Okay.
Somebody touched
I've not you touched somebody.
I did. I'm just not sure that where I drove, and again, it was, I couldn't tell you how I got there. I used GPS because it was like maybe it was 29 miles.
Lost going someplace you've been a million times and think to yourself, something's wrong. I was taking the wrong road to West DePere High School Friday night, and I had to turn around. Isn't that something? For some reason, in my mind, it was down at the end of Main Street in DePere, and it's not. It's a block over. But in my mind, I'm heading right. It's like, holy crap. I've been to that school 100 times over 25 years. It's like, wow, am I an idiot? All right.
And you,
do you think it's because we're too reliant on GPS and stuff like that?
I do.
I do too, because even for me, sometimes places I've been 100 times.
Yeah, you have to all of a sudden
think about it.
Yes, yeah. That's exactly what I mean. That's exactly what I did the other night. And I thought, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talk about schools, how, you know, kids should take financial literacy. That's really important. Just
by the way, I want to hand out
say
a
map
big,
reading, but
big thing to those kids Friday night. DePere.
Oh,
and
yeah,
West
that was
DePere
cool
students,
they did.
They raised over $24,000 for a
that's
teacher.
Awesome.
Battling breast cancer.
Yep.
And can't teach this year.
That is.
Both. You talk about two communities coming together.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I think that's great. You know, Preble does a good thing with sting cancer. A lot of these schools do. And I think that's really important that kids learn that. And I'm not sure we knew that.
No.
I don't think we're as generous. And as,
no.
I just didn't really care about
we would have. The only thing we would have was the March of Dime canisters.
Yeah.
We used to have to go around for them.
Didn't you have the pagan baby things on the dinner table?
The pagan babies? Yeah, we had those too.
But we didn't even know what that was.
Whatever happened to the pagan babies?
These kids are really, they're...
That's a term you never heard about.
These kids are a lot more compassionate, smarter.
If pagan babies want to move up here, we'll take them. We'll help out the pagan babies. Come on, join us. We'll be back after this.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Dan Davies and Craig Kinnett talk about their giant spider invasion event. And
the lovable producer Connor will give a full report after watching in person the green and gold take on the purple people eaters.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Maggie Dawn Show.
The Second Amendment is designed to keep the power in this country with the people.
It's not the Second Amendment that preserves power in the people. It's elections, you moron. A dictator like Donald Trump that is a king and immune from prosecution, that is what erodes democracy. Kamala Harris and Uncle Tim Walz, they own guns. Nobody's coming for them. Chillax, Glenn. Get yourself some facts.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support.
WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.